FM.
Let's have a look. Yeah. Let's revisit and see who was the class clown this week.
It's
what a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a week. Guys, what a week. How fitting that we had our huge mum fail breakfast this week and the rest of the week featured questionable parenting choices. Kicking us off, these legendary friends of Limo.
Some friends of mine decided to go for a European holiday.
You know what? Let's fly business class.
Why don't we put the three kids in economy and hire a nanny to fly with them in economy? The nanny appears in business class and they go, oh, hello, what's...
Shoo.
I don't think shoo is the way that I would say go away in this situation, but the sentiment still stands. Now, Mother's Day was Sunday and, do we know any mothers? None really come to mind.
I have high expectations for Mother's Day and the doorbell rings on a Sunday morning. It's a courier delivering online shopping to the 19-year-old. So while I go to open my present, she's completely ignoring me and I'm starting to get a bit grumpy because it's supposed to be about me.
Absolutely.
And that's the rule 365 days of the year.
So they should know by now.
Ah, don't worry, Beck. Just talk it up to teen angst or something. What about your other daughters? They're kicking goals, right?
Right.
It was nap plan yesterday. I hope everybody went well and I hope you didn't stress too much, kids. I am a little concerned about Frankie, though. I said to her, when's your numeracy test?
Oh.
And she said, I don't know, but maths was next week.
Did you just make that up?
100% that's what she said.
God. Okay, that is adorable, but what about kids that aren't as cute? Like this gigantic child and his mother as his partner in crime.
Lucy Costello, good morning.
It was a Saturday afternoon. Andrew told me that he'd forgotten his homework.
So you left your homework in the classroom?
Yeah.
My mum fail was to take both boys to his school building. We checked the door for easy entry, but it was locked. I tried a couple of windows and we were in luck with one that was left open. I helped Andrew in and told him to hurry and be very, very quick.
Bear in mind that my father at the time was a police officer, so...
That is my punchline, Andrew. That's my punchline.
Now, Cozzy, that was just rude, stealing your mum's punchline. Lucy must be pissed. Speaking of pissed...
Now, this is based on a TikTok post. This person filmed all these people sitting at a swim-up pool bar.
Do not hang out in the pool where the swim-up bar is. There was literally intoxicated guests admitting that they were peeing in the pool here.
No, they don't. If you're sitting down at a pool bar and someone's right next to you, you'd see the yellow seeping into the water.
Here's a pro tip. Don't have a barocca before you have a wee in the pool.
Yeah.
What about the ocean? Have you ever peed in the ocean?
Yeah, all the time in the ocean. I mean, not all the time.
That's the only place I go.
I'm sorry. I just don't think that two segments about Beck falling apart is enough. Can we add like another two or three to the show, please? We can't. But we can make fun of Beck some more. Deal.
I thought you guys would notice it straight away, but turns out I had to raise it myself. I had my eyebrows tattooed.
And if you're going to raise anything, it may as well be your
eyebrows.
You were saying it fades.
Yeah.
You would hope so, wouldn't you? I guess. He's just walking around town looking so shocked.
Ma'am, we're going to have to request that you put the eyebrows down.
See you next week, guys.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Good morning. Haven't we been having fun in here today with the Snapchat sad face filter?
Okay, yes. For those that don't know what it is, please describe.
Well, you basically hold your phone up to someone with this filter and it makes them look like they're crying. The bottom lip's out, the face is all scrunched up.
And it's really good. Like, it doesn't even look cartoonish. It looks like they're genuinely sad. And this morning as we walked into the studio, Nicole, one of our producers here, she was holding up the phone. And she got us all as we came in. And we all looked genuinely sad. We looked like we were really upset.
Do you know what? My kids have been doing this so much at home. And even my wife did it to all of us the other day. I really don't like it. And I don't even like looking at it. Especially the kids. I don't like looking at them knowing that they're sad. It makes me feel sad.
But they're not sad.
I know they're not sad. I'm not stupid. But I can't even look at it. Even the one they made of us, you guys are looking at. I don't even want to see it.
Head to the socials, Insta, and it's all there. If you want to see a sad man holding a banana and an apple.
Well,
Limo.
That's it, giving away my breakfast.
We didn't even use the app on Limo.
That's how he looks. But have some fun and look, send them to us. They could be a bit of fun.
Do a sad face filter and send it in. They are properly hilarious.
Yes, all at right. Bet Cozzy and Limo on our Insta. Check out our sad faces.
Get that Adelaide feeling
with Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Bex Fitz.
I've got a treat for you guys. I'm going to save the best for last. I'm going to Madonna's NFT. I'm going to put it on the big screen for you soon. And it's something else. But first, barbecue shapes.
What's happened?
Do you, when you get to the bottom of the packet?
You know I do.
Yeah.
Put my finger in there.
Whatever you're about to say, the answer is yes. Yes.
I call it mining.
Mm. Yeah, lick your finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and put it in and pick up the leftover.
Yeah, or else if there's lots, just like tip it straight into your mouth. Mm.
Do you know what happens when I get to the bottom of the shapes packet, whatever? I'm like a bear at the zoo when they like put stuff out and they make it hard for them to get the food.
Yes.
So it sort of keeps them interactive. I'm like that.
Remember when they changed the recipe for a while and it was rubbish?
Yeah, and they came out and they said they made a mistake.
Well, they are really on the offensive here because now they are giving you a set of sachets of the flavouring, not the chips, just the thing.
So when you buy the box, that comes with the box? Or do you buy these things separately?
You have to register online at arnott's.com and they've got 2,500 free. Oh, actually, it doesn't say whether it's free. I think it should be. It should be free. How much is it going to cost
you? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's make it free.
I was very distracted by Madonna when I researched.
That's why you'd be great at running a company. All this stuff should be free.
It is free.
Yeah, let's call it free.
So you can sprinkle that on anything, on your stir fry, on your pasta.
Right, on your cornflakes.
On your cornflakes.
You can check it anywhere.
Yeah. I'll never forget one of the happiest days of my life was when I went through a Porto drive-thru and I told the person, your chicken salt is so nice, and they brought me out a little container with about a handful of chicken salt in it. They said, here you go, you can have this.
And do you use it as like an aftershave? Do you sort of rub it on your neck before you go out?
You've just reminded me, we used to powder ourselves with talcum powder as kids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Madonna.
Yep.
Madonna has entered the NFT market. Now, I find this, NFT stands for non-fungible token, and I don't really understand what it is. It's like you buy something, the virtual rights to something, but it's not actually, it doesn't exist. It's
you
like
can never
a piece
hold
of
it.
Art, but you don't have it.
Yeah, I don't quite understand it either. So you can buy like little videos or GIFs or... Yeah.
Anyway, she's auctioning off three virtual videos. Look, they're graphic. She gives birth to different things, a tree, some butterflies and some automated sort of beetles. Let's have a look right now. They come out of her...
Oh.
Her bits.
Oh,
and the,
Lordy
and
me.
The, yeah.
Oh, my God.
My journey through life is...
That is...
Yeah, that's her.
Is that her?
Is that her body or it's a cartoon body? She's in good nick if that's her.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Okay, so there's like a tree. Okay, it's very graphic. And it's like there's like a tree growing out of her.
Between her legs.
She's giving birth to a tree.
I reckon if that happened, you would be fairly quickly going to a gynecologist.
If you gave birth to a tree.
If that's coming out of there, then...
Right. She needs some... But based on a 3D model of her parts.
Her body.
Did someone pitch that to her? Or was that her idea? I want to be in the brainstorm meeting where someone went, I've got... Madge, I got one for you.
Yeah.
What about this? You give birth to a tree. We film the whole thing.
You want to be in the brainstorming? I want to be in the tree.
All right, thank you,
Madonna.
It's a charity. It's environmentally friendly.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Flashback Friday.
What we do here is go back.
Oh, we lost an icon of the tech world this week when Apple announced it was ending manufacture of the iPod.
Oh, hey, let's reflect on the launch of the iPod.
And this is what the front of it looks like. Boom. That's iPod. I happen to have one right here in my pocket, matter of fact. There it is, right there.
There's a lot of pressure on him to get that out of his pocket hassle-free. Like, you know how sometimes things get stuck in your pocket? You go to pull your phone out and part of your pocket comes out and stuff.
It's like when Bill Gates was launching Windows, whatever was after Windows 95, and it crashed at the launch.
Oh, did it?
And I remember thinking, how out of work is the dude that put this together for the launch?
131060 is our number.
Yes. And what's the old technology that you're still using? Okay, around the house. You know, do you still use cassette tapes? Do you still have a cassette in your car?
Oh,
I'd love to hear from someone who has a cassette in the car. Have you got a VCR you're still rocking? I'd love to know if someone has a black and white TV. Does anyone
that still works
have a black and white TV?
Yeah.
We have a record player in our house. That's probably
old.
Yeah,
but that's just you being a hipster.
Yeah, it's a bit of old technology, though. Abby's called in from Port Augusta. Abby, what's the old technology you're still using?
One of the iPod Touches we actually gave to our daughter for her 10th birthday recently.
Oh, nice. Wow. And how old is the one that you've got, Abby?
I think it was 2000. Wow. So, yeah.
one of the originals right there.
Yeah.
And good for your daughter because you can just give her the songs without all the other rubbish that comes with the phone these days.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Good result.
Yeah. Well played.
My daughter has a typewriter, an old vintage typewriter that she tucks away on.
Does she? Yeah. What does she do? Does she write complaints letter to her mother? Dear mother, the soup you made last night yet again was too hot and tasteless. A bit like yourself.
Oh, that's all right. You said I'm too hot.
I'll take it. Coming tasteless.
I'm weighing it up and I'm going to take it.
I'm offended by your compliment.
Oh, man. It takes a turn real quick on this show.
All right. I
was going to say, I remember my mum on the typewriter and she'd make a mistake and then have the whiteout that you would slip in behind and you'd have to type the number again over the whiteout.
And remember when the typewriters then went electric, when you could just then reverse and you could take back a letter off the page and it was like, that is insane.
John, in Morfitt Vale, what are you rocking?
Oh, how you going? I've still got a tape player in my Datto, in my Datsun.
Yeah.
And Datto. Have Status Quo tape. So, yeah, rocking all over the world.
So when you might pick someone up on a first date or something or take your partner out, John, can you just go, well, let's get some music on and get a cassette out of the glove box and pop it in?
Yeah, I get it to get it out of the case usually.
Wow.
And John, does it ever chew the tape? Do you ever have to get the tape out, put a pencil in it and roll the tape forward?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Hey, John, do you ever remember the joy of when you bought a cassette and you took the cassette out of the packet, whatever, and then you read all the lyrics and you opened up that piece of paper that was in there?
Yeah, and then you had to fold it up and try and
get
it
back in.
Yes. Chris, in Aberfoyle Park, what's your old technology you're still using?
I might have a CD Walkman.
Stop it. Yes.
What colour?
Black, I think. Black.
The old school.
Hey, Chris, did you ever rock the leg warmers and listen to Wired for Sound by Cliff Richard?
Pleading the Fifth.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Love a CD Walkman. Jim in Morfitt Vale, what's your old technology you're still using?
I have a wind-up drill, Limo, a little handheld wind-up drill, like an old egg beater. I'm sure you've got one too, mate.
Yes. Wow. I remember having one at home, and I remember using one in tech studies at school.
Yes. Hard work, the old drills.
It is. You've got to work for your holes with that.
Those were the days, eh, mate? My dentist still uses one. Lush from Brooklyn Park. Morning, Lush.
Good morning. How are you?
Is Lush a full name or a nickname?
Nick. It's a half name. Lushinda.
Lushinda.
Beautiful. Okay. And what's the old tech you're still using?
I've got an original red phone. The old dial-up phone.
With the rotating...
You nearly started then, Limo. Rotating.
I know,
right?
Rotary
dial.
Yeah, there you go. Nice one.
That's a good one. Alexia in Newton, what have you still got? What's your old tech?
Hi, everyone. I'm still using an old iPod Nano, but the screen doesn't work anymore. I'm sad to hear they're ending.
Does it still work, though, Alexia?
Only in the car.
All right. Do you have a favourite tune that you love?
Shakira's the go-to, but who knows when it's going to come up?
There you go. The iPods are still out there and kicking. Yeah. Technology that still works after 20 years.
Yeah. I still love that someone has a cassette in their car.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Well, this week's Fashion Week and there's events happening all over the place, including an event that our very own Rebecca Morse is spearheading. Now, when this crossed my desk on Monday, I just went, hang on, Beck, sit me down. You're doing what? Beck has actually got all of her secondhand clothes that she doesn't want anymore, and you're having a clothing sale. You're actually like starting your own shop.
No, with a whole bunch of other girls, we're doing it together. I think sustainable clothing is good, and some of the money's going to charity.
They're pre-loved clothes. They're not secondhand. They're pre-loved.
They're pre-loved.
So all week, Beck's been choosing which clothes she's going to sell, and you've been sort of laying them out on your bed and working out prices and stuff. It's been a big week.
Yeah, it has. Thank you. Thank you for not being at all condescending about this process. Is that the Consume Studio? Cool. which is in Theberton on Dew Street from 10 o'clock this Sunday.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. And if people want to get their mitts on your clothes, what's your price point there?
Well, I think I decided to start from $10 up to $100 for a good blazer.
Oh, a good blazer? Nice. Mm. Wow. That's unbelievable. Now, I think it's great to recycle clothes, don't get me wrong, and yes. I think you know my thoughts on fashion. I too am a fashionista.
Oh, absolutely.
A fashion icon.
I just can't picture you at a stall selling your own clothes to the public on Sunday. I just that's hard for me to understand.
Well, can you help me promote it?
Well, it wasn't until I heard one of your ad campaigns that you've been rolling out on SAFM, I went,
that's what she's doing.
Now I have a better understanding of what she's trying to do. Would you guys like to hear one of Beck's ads?
Yeah, I'd love to.
For her secondhand clothes she's selling on Sunday?
No, because I know it's going to be me.
I didn't realise you'd made ads.
Well done.
No.
Well, this is great.
She even got me to voice them.
Yeah.
All right, bit cheeky, didn't pay. Let's take a listen. Desperado.
Bored on the weekend? Have pretty much nothing going on in your life? Well, there's a chance to go one step lower. Rebecca Morse is selling her really old clothes this Sunday at a secondhand clothes store. Step aside, Joy Reen's frock fashion. You got nothing, lady. Rebecca Morse proudly presents Forever Old. That's right, folks. For one day only, you get to trawl through all of Rebecca Morse's old clothes that she no longer wants.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's the dress she wore at Channel 10 when she danced with George Danikian at that Christmas party.
There's nothing cooler than selling your old clothes, as seen on Sunrise Channel 7.
Paying cash for your old clothes. The new way Aussies are making thousands. Find out where. Only on Sunrise.
They're unwanted, unloved, unwashed, and they could be yours. Rebecca Morse proudly presents her very first rack of Forever Old. 2018 prices for 1967 fashion. And like Beck always says, if the clothes were any good, she would have kept them.
Oh, wow, this shirt even smells like Rebecca Morse. I'll take it. Shut up and take my money.
So what are you waiting for? This Sunday, join Rebecca Morse live in the flesh at Forever Old. Secondhand fashion, first-hand style. Please shop responsibly at Beck's secondhand clothing store. We advise you don't barter on price. She can get a bit snappy.
It's actually so exciting.
I'm surprised that you agreed to that you wrote that ad.
No, I'm very surprised.
Limo, I'll pick you up at 9. We'll go down there and we will lowball her on everything.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
A hospital in the US, in Missouri, has made the news because 11 medical staffers, 10 nurses and a gynecologist are all pregnant at the same time and due to give birth all around the same time.
Wow.
So, yes, something in the
Christmas
water.
Christmas show 9 months earlier.
Yes.
They've got going to have some maternity leave issues there, aren't they?
Why do people say there's something in the water?
Is there ever anything in the water?
Because it's not. Or they all sat on the same chair. Like, it's silly. It's silly.
Okay.
That's not how the birds and the bees works, my understanding.
But anyway, they're going to have some staffing issues.
Aren't they?
But they will all be coming in to have babies.
In the maternity
ward. And
there'll
be no staff there because they are all the staff.
Yeah.
So we want to know on 131060 about your pregnancy coincidences. Do you have a story like this? Kiara in Greenwith has one. What happened?
Hello. My cousin and I both have the exact same birthday. And we're both pregnant with our first baby at the moment, and we have the exact same due date.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Were you together, like, the weekend that you fell pregnant, like, or anything like that happened?
So, no, we both had no idea till we both announced it.
Right.
And our ultrasound for our 12 weeks before we announced it, we were both at the Mowbray Hospital on the same day getting the ultrasound, but we didn't see each other.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
She hit him up for a 2-for-1 ultrasound deal.
Do you have the same surname? Because that would get really confusing at the hospital.
No.
Oh, lucky.
Right, but that's a pretty wild double coincidence there, Kelly.
Oh, it is crazy. Oh,
yeah. Nick Cody, who hosts Breakfast Show on our sister station, Fox FM, his wife Lucia, her and her best friend, had their first babies the same day in the same hospital.
That's cool.
Complete coincidence.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
So, oh no, in my family, our birth dates, not all in the same month, but our birth dates are the 5th, 10th, 15th, 20th, 25th, and 30th.
Wow.
Wow.
So, okay, so 13, 10, 60.
Pregnancy coincidences.
Yeah, you know what's really weird? Like, my mum and dad are brother and sister.
Oh, God.
That explains a lot.
Rachel in Morfavar, what's your pregnancy coincidence?
Hi, guys. There was six friends
females playing in a competitive eight ball team, and three of us were all pregnant at the same time. And we all had baby girls within 2 weeks of each other.
Oh, wow. And then did you put the cue back in the rack?
Oh, we didn't take long off, and we were back in there into the finals.
Okay. You don't want to miss the finals. Well done, Rachel. That's a hell of a coincidence there. Lauren in Holden Hill, what's your pregnancy coincidence?
Okay, so my friend Olivia and I, we went through our engagement marriage all at the same time, fell pregnant at the same time, and then we were both due on the 7th of March, and then on the 3rd of March, we went into labour both together, having it at the same hospital, not physically together, we went, you know, at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I worked up at the hospital and I could hear her in the labour room next door.
Screaming.
And then, yes, I could tell it was her. And then her baby was born at 10 to 4 in the morning. My baby was born at 10 to 4 in the afternoon.
Wow.
And they both weighed the same amount.
Oh, wow.
Stop it. That's amazing. Great one, Lauren. That
is amazing. It's fantastic.
Are the kids friends nowadays?
They did go to the same kindy together, but then since we've both built a house again at the same time in different locations, and so we're in different zones now.
Oh,
that is amazing though, Lauren.
Yeah. Mandy in Camden Park, do you have one?
I do. Well, more than just a coincidence with pregnancy, just the fact that both my children are both born in December, so we have nothing all year, and the kids' birthdays in December, and then both my husband and I are in December as well.
That's a big mark.
And Jesus as well.
And Jesus.
Yeah, he's day before me. I'm after.
Is he? Do the five of you get together?
Well.
How close are you all to, so you're on Boxing Day, how close is everyone else to Christmas Day?
My daughter's the 4th of December.
Yep.
My son's the 17th, husband's the 21st, and I'm the 26th. He likes to tell me, because we're the same age, he likes to tell me he's had more Christmases than me, because he's 5 days older than me.
It's cheeky like that, isn't it?
Got his fun around the house.
Thank you, Mandy. Good coincidence. Sophia in Paralawi, what's your pregnancy coincidence?
So I've got 7 kids, 4 boys and 3 girls. And all 3 girls are born on a leap year.
Oh, wow. Even having 7 kids is amazing. So how did you time the leap year deliberately, or was it a little bit of an oopsie-daisy?
I think we didn't even know that they were on a leap year until I had my last one in 2020.
Mm. Oh, do you have a television, Sophia?
No. just one.
One last question. Are you going to go again, or are you going to stop at 7 kids?
No, I just had him. He's only 10 days old, and I'm getting old, so no, I don't think I'm going to go.
Congratulations, Sophia.
Well done.
Good on you, Sophia. 7's a good number. Mm. Lauren in Morford Vale, what's your pregnancy coincidence?
Hi, guys. I ended up having twins. I was induced and ended up having them on my husband's birthday. So now we've got 3 people in our household on the same day.
Oh, there we go. That's a big day. What day of the year is it, Lauren?
The 23rd of February.
23rd of Feb. There you go.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Glad you remember.
It's a very busy month.
When you're filling out forms for your kids and you forget their
birthday. All the time. I have to ask the kids. That's even worse. Makes you look like a bad parent. You know, when I was thinking about this, like, I realised when my wife was pregnant, I realised there was a coincidence that ran through our family, because she had something in common when my mum was pregnant and when my sister-in-law was pregnant and my auntie was pregnant. I worked out that each time all 4 women were pregnant, it took exactly 9 months for the baby to come out.
That's amazing.
You're right off today.
Yeah, you are a bit.
Well, that's just a fun thing. I mean, everyone's 9 months. Well, some people might add a chuckle at that. How do you know? Just because you two don't laugh. What? You're the barometer of comedy in this city. You know who does more kilometres around South Australia than anyone? Me. So I think some people might have chuckled at that.
So while you're driving those kilometres around South Australia, have a little think about that joke, okay?
You know what's worse? Is I actually wrote that down.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Limo's legend and loser of the week.
Oh, it has been a massive week. A few nominations for legend. I'm going to nominate Tom Brady, the American gridiron player who signed a contract with Fox Sports to be a commentator for $540 million.
Over how many years?
Yeah, it's over 10 years, so it's not that. People go, oh, that's a lot of money. But it is. He's got to make that stretch over 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, poor bugger.
You'd be devo if you died before the 10 years was out.
Dear, I don't know how that's going to work out for him. I'm also going to nominate Ed Cavalier, our very own Ed Cavalier. That cover that he did on Men's Health magazine, I was actually staring at it yesterday with a mate of mine going, we were both just passing the phone back and forth going, can you believe?
I had a flick at the newsagent yesterday through the magazine.
Yes. Well, he looks good. He looks good.
Okay.
Do you have any nominations?
Nigella, who's in town and visiting some great restaurants, Parwana and Fugazi. Yes, supporting Adelaide's greatest. Thank you, Nigella.
Good on you, Nigella. Cos, nominations?
What about the guys who caught that shark and then it started biting their boat?
We've actually got some audio. This is four fishermen in WA. They caught a shark, but then the shark was 3 metres long.
Yeah.
Ended up biting the propeller on their boat.
What about the guy that's got no idea what's going on that goes, what happened? Yeah. Just play it one more time. You got a shark attacking your boat. Ready? There's always that one mate that's just a little behind the eight ball, isn't
there? A little bit. He's just eating a Vegemite sandwich up the front of the boat. But our legend of the week, Pete Davidson, who's currently dating Kim Kardashian, for letting Kanye West have it in his recent comedy special.
Does anybody else secretly hope that, like, Kanye pulls, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire? I come home one day and they're like, this is the new housekeeper. And he's like, what's up, bam? Because, you know, people try to give you advice, but even friends that are, like, older, they're like, I don't know. He's like, it looks pretty bad, bro. I hope. Good luck. Sorry. Here if you need. But, like, no advice.
So our legend of the week, Pete Davidson. Losers of the week, I'm nominating the West Coast Eagles because they banned players because they went to a nightclub.
Oh,
the West Coast Eagles have done this in the... In 2006, when they won the flag, you got banned by them if you didn't go to a nightclub.
Oh, is that Ben Cousins' day?
It was compulsory for every player to go to a nightclub. Mm. In fact, back in 2006, I don't know if you remember, at Subiaco, they changed the siren at the ground so it would sound like this. They also changed their club song to this. Party days,
right? Great weather days.
But our loser of the week, I'm giving it to Prince Charles for sitting in a golden chair and telling the world that we need to focus on cost of living. It just was not a good look from Prince Charles. And a special mention to our very own Rebecca Morse, who brought us this bit of commentary about it.
Gotta love the irony of Prince Charles feigning concern about the cost of living while decked out in more gold than Flavor Flav. Okay, now I know it's Flavor Flav. I know it's Flavor Flav now, all right? You've had your fun.
All right, congratulations, Rebecca Morse and Prince Charles.
Flavor Flav. Back, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.